After the christening, the king and queen appreciated the guests' attendance. Since seven of the guests came as godmothers, the king and queen provided each of the seven fairies with a golden plate, knife, fork and spoon, enriched with rubies and emeralds. The party had only just begun when the bad-tempered old fairy came in. She said in a sulky tone that she desired her place at the table among the other fairies. As she had not been invited, nothing had been prepared for her. Then the king and queen served gifts for her in haste. The old fairy found that her things were not as good and expensive as those of the other fairies. She fell into a great rage and began muttering to herself that she would be revenged. One of the seven good fairies noticed that the old fairy might cast some wicked spell over the innocent little baby. The good fairies were talking about the little baby. What pretty eyes the baby has, how chubby her little hands are, and what soft brown hair she has. And all the while, the wicked old witch stood apart.